USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A federal vaccine advisory panel voted to recommend that healthcare workers and residents of long-term care facilities be the first to receive any COVID-19 vaccine doses from the limited supply that will be available initially. Speaking virtually, Dr. Kathleen Dooling saying the proposed first phase will be split into three sequences. Phase one will include healthcare personnel and residents of long-term care facilities, such as nursing homes.
Healthcare personnel are defined as essential workers, paid and unpaid, serving in healthcare settings who have the potential for direct or indirect exposure to patients or infectious materials.
Attorney General Bill Barr saying in an interview that there's no evidence to support voter fraud claims made by the Trump administration that could have changed the outcome of the election. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
When I first switched over, because I stopped taking the other supplements I was taking and switched over all the way to Balance of Nature, I really noticed a huge difference. It was amazing. Like better sleep, better attention, better energy. It was just really, really great.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
President-elect Joe Biden introduced Janet Yellen along with other top members of his economic team during an event in Delaware on Tuesday. Yellen calling this moment a great challenge for the United States.
The pandemic and economic fallout that together have caused so much damage for so many and have had a disproportionate impact on the most vulnerable among us.
If confirmed, Yellen would be the first woman to be the U.S. Treasury Secretary. Virginia Senator Mark Warner saying it would be stupidity on steroids if Congress broke for Christmas without a new COVID relief bill. The Democrats saying Congress needs to address several issues.
We're not doing more for small business, not trying to make sure people are not put out of their homes without rental assistance, making sure that we address some of the food loss that's going on, food insecurity that's happening right now.
Warner, part of the Problem Solver Caucus, who announced their plans for a new stimulus package earlier on Tuesday. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Articles of impeachment have been filed against a Republican governor.
A group of Ohio lawmakers has filed articles of impeachment against the state's governor. The group of Republican state representatives have brought 12 articles of impeachment against Republican Governor Mike DeWine, alleging his coronavirus orders are unconstitutional. In the statement, the lawmakers accused DeWine of, among other things, meddling in the conduct of a presidential primary election and arbitrarily closing and placing curfews on certain businesses while allowing other businesses to remain open. They also claim the state's mask mandate, quote, promotes fear, turns neighbors against neighbors, and contracts the economy by making people fearful to leave their homes. Governor DeWine responded to the lawmakers during his daily coronavirus press conference Monday, calling their efforts foolish.
So at some point, this foolishness has got to stop, and we've just got to get, and I'm not talking about most Ohio, there's just a small number of people who just continue, for whatever reason, to think that this is, and act as if this is some big joke.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
California Democratic AG Javier Becerra is calling on the Supreme Court to reject the religious freedom claims of California churches opposed to the state's coronavirus restrictions. But Matt Staver, an attorney for the churches, is confident the restrictions will be removed by the Supreme Court. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.